Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us to this series of talks on New Life with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. So we're talking about health, how to make our lives healthier on all levels, on the emotional level, physical level, social level, how to create a new life. And in our last talk, we talked about a phenomenon that I think all of us know from life. We talked about, sometimes less, sometimes more, we talked about anxieties, worries, and we developed the conversation in all kinds of directions, the influence of the society that we all feel from the news, from our environment, the competition that we all live in, like you said, from our very early ages, and all this makes our lives very full of pressure and anxiety, and all of us, to a certain volume, feels these phenomena. And I'd like for us to open the talk today with a more personal dimension or level. I want to tell the audience once again how we go about these talks. We play the situation that there is a group of 10 people here, 10 completely normal people, just like you and me, like all of us, that come here openly to listen and take something new to their lives. So the central sentence that I marked for myself in the last talk in regards to anxieties and fears is that you said that people are becoming more and more sensitive to external influences. And I identify with that a lot. I'm 38. I have 4 kids. I work. I'm married. I have a mortgage, just like everybody else. And when I thought of this sentence, that a person becomes more and more sensitive, I can testify that I am very sensitive. Let's say at work, there are a few more people around me, each one does a different project, and I see that I am stressed and anxious about whatever goes on at work more than everybody else. I see people around me walk around, they're happy, there's a crisis here or there in the organization where we work, and they flow like a boat on this nice flowing water, and the crises don't really bother them. And I don't. With every small thing that happens, with every gram of anything that you can stress out of, I, with my very high sensitivity that I think that I have to everything around me, my sensors are overly sensitive. So every small peeps keeps me up nights and gets me anxious. Like, so I look around me and I see that not everybody's this way. Most people are calm, and this is at work, and this happens every day. This is one place that I see that I am especially sensitive. And another place, another arena, is at home. Say my wife or children tell me something that happened during the day, we are 6 people at home, and also there I'm hypersensitive. I take things to the edge. I'm the only one who won't fall asleep at night because of something that happened. Let's say something happened between us and the family. I emotionally expand the experience. I think about it a lot. It takes me completely out of balance. And everybody else fell asleep. I was the only one who's up over it. I have this oversensitivity, something wrong within me. And I see that everybody else just rides above the waves, and I stay stuck in them. So now, this is a diagnosis of hypersensitivity. And the second thing that you said, this is something that I identified with a lot, that in order to cope with this happening to more and more people, we said that we needed to build a kind of protective package. And I also marked a stepping stone in what you said, that a person needs to find the point of balance, not to be completely loose or like a rock that feels nothing, because he doesn't feel anything. He doesn't use what's happening in order to create change and advance life and everything and progress. So that's clear. On the other hand, we mustn't let things go completely out of proportions. So the question is, once we've understood things on a theoretical level on our first conversation, I would now like for us to take this process onwards and see where it can help me if I'm joining this workshop, if I'm one of these 10. We're already feeling anxiety. You've already put us in anxiety. So if you ask me, well, you're our guide. That's why we're here. Well, I'd say this. What we need, all in all, is to see a person as a small personal system which needs balance. And the balance of this system depends on the general system of which one is part. The greater social system. It's in our days, it belongs to the entire world, so it's a world system. We're all in such a connection in the media, in all of our communication channels. We are all in this mutual influence all over the world, and by that we've become integrally linked and connected to one another, so that you cannot disconnect yourself unless I artificially throw everything away and go to live on some lone island to grow my cows or sheep. But also there, either I disconnect myself from everything. So normally, what can we do? We can only balance our environment. But if we're not talking about these great plans of changing reality, changing humanity, educating it, if we're just talking about what we each can do personally, then I'd say this. First of all, we need to bring a person the knowledge of who he is. What are his internal systems, how he can operate them, how he can control them. Which also depends on the small environment around him, because a person can't change himself. We can only change ourselves through the external factor. This is the way we're built. That I'm always surrounded in such a way with these external factors, and then I need to build myself up with a special sensitivity to special factors, to turn off my sensitivity to different to other special factors, and to create such a surrounding that will balance me and bring me to the correct form, to the form that I want to be. So I need to imagine and think, what do you, Michael, want to be? What kind of form do you want to live in? What can you illustrate as a balanced life? That you will be advancing towards what goal? That you will be participating correctly with the environment, with the world, and so on. I need to first of all imagine this life to myself, and then see out of everything that I have as of today, how can I advance from what I have now to what I want to reach? And this advancement can only happen if I build these external factors, I choose external factors of such a form or character that will advance me in the direction I want to go. A part of these factors will repress my impressions of the bad things around me, and some of these external factors will develop in me more sensitivity, correct sensitivity to the good, correct influences. And all in all, I need to bring myself to the point of balance. And this all depends on the person. Can one do this? Each and every one. And this is what we need to learn. Each and every one needs to learn this, to study this. This is exactly what I want to talk to you about. I understood that this lack of balance is the problem. That maybe I get overly excited of the wrong things, and maybe there are things that I don't get excited over that I should be getting excited over in order to reach this balance. So this is exactly the kind of ability I'd like to learn. So I think if we, these 10 people in our group, if we could study that today, or maybe to do some exercises, doesn't matter what or how, I'd like to attain this ability. And I think if I did that, my life would go in a much better way than they do now. So I'm not comfortable. It's not possible that I can't fall asleep half my nights. It's not normal. It disturbs my functioning. There is a domino effect here, and it's not a life, in short. Yeah, I understand. So, first of all, let's take this environment towards each and every friend in our group, even though it's a random group. But each one feels that he needs this group in order to change their life and find this true point of balance. So let's do that. So then, first of all, in this group, let's imagine this future state and let's play it. Let's act it out. Seriously, truly, just like they say, that a game is a serious thing. Why is it serious? Because it actually creates the future. We already talked a few times about the essence of a game, so let's do it. So how do we do it? Let's act out this good, calm life. Life that is in balance. Where we all reflect this good hope for the future, a good feeling, security, warmth, calm. How can we give examples of how to relate in a calm way to life? We don't take everything that comes to us and become overly excited about it straight away. We look at it from the side. If I'm under the influence of my small environment, which balances me, which gives me this feeling of stability, then out of that, I receive them inside. And through that, I treat life differently. So now, how do I need to be impressed by this environment? I need to feel small with those who are greater than me, like a child towards his parents, like a child towards his educators. So I need to, first of all, value and appreciate this environment as one that is great, that is important, that brings me things that are essential and very needed for me, like you said in regards to your situation. So I need to feel as one who is small towards those who are bigger than him, because one who is smaller than others, he can accept things and receive things from them, he can learn from them. And so I need to learn from them how to treat everything in life in a calmer, more serene way, to be more in control, more judgmental, and not to be influenced by all kinds of news or influences from the environment so easily without my criticism. I need to receive from my environment such an approach to life. And apart from feeling myself as small in comparison to them, I also need to feel myself as great in comparison to them, because I can contribute to them. I can act as serene, as confident. And of course, I'm acting. I don't really feel this way, but I play it. I act it out the way I feel. Look, guys, everything's fine. What do you think? It's nothing. Let's see it in different eyes. Let's take a step back from this event or phenomena that is putting us under pressure. Let's see it from the outside. And then we balance emotion and mind. And this is what I reflect to them. So then my approach towards the environment is dual. Once I'm smaller and once I'm bigger. To receive positive things from them, I'm small. And to give them, influence them with positive things, by that I'm great. And the second thing is the feeling of security. I want to receive the feeling of security from them and give it to them. A feeling of support and love from them. The feeling of connection between us. Because there are certainly people who can help you just as they help themselves. And then they'll always come and help you. Of course, the bigger this environment or society is, the more secure you'll feel, the more you'll feel this power from them of security, the more secure you'll feel. But this is already something. It's like a baby towards the adults who feels himself completely safe, free. And it's very important not to ruin his sense of security. So this is also how we need to behave. This is what we lack, all of us. Very much. The feeling of security is the source of all problems. Lack of confidence, lack of security. Okay, what more? So society needs to raise our mood. We need to make sure that everyone's in a good mood, in high spirits, happy. I need to see a happy face on everybody and to make sure that I make them happy. We don't need to be lightheaded. We need to be glad and happy about being in our good, safe environment. And we like this and we are happy with that. Again, we are serious people. We're very realistic. We're not hiding from life in this way. We neutralize negative influences that are not justified. Because we are constantly impressed by all kinds of negative influences from the media, where somebody just wants to sell us something and doesn't have any responsibility towards us, and we don't want to be under his influence. So we build a protection from these influences. We choose special channels on TV, perhaps, from which we want to get our news. All kinds of things that we see in the environment. We want to be impressed by serious things. To be within them, but not to be under any specific person's influence, but just to receive information that is, let's say, objective, and not for someone to give us his own impressions. This is what I see in most TV shows, also on the radio. This is the way they are. So each one needs to take care of the mood of the society. And by that, we raise ourselves to a different level of the absorption and perception of life. Quality of life. If we reflect such influences, these 10 people who are sitting here, if we give such influence unto the others, then each one will feel how he pulls a lot of things from so many people after him. Everybody feels that wherever you are, you feel how you see that people are drawn to you because I give them a sense of security, a sense of calm, a different feeling, an approach to life. And then our society can grow. It can bring itself a lot of supporters and a lot of participants. And all these all kinds of places that I go to, say if I go abroad, at the airport, on the plane, you know, when I go out for my space. So I hear, oh, we like... I've heard it a lot from people who are ill. When I was ill, I watched Channel 66 all the time. Well, we are talking about health. Why? Because it projects this good environment. It projects a good feeling of security, of know-how, a good approach to life. This is something you don't get from different other channels. I'd like to give you a concrete example, and we'll see how it helps us. I'll give you an actual picture. I remember, I think this was 2 weeks ago. My daughter is 12 years old. And she was out of our house. It was already evening. It was a little late. And I was tired. I wanted to go to sleep. So I call her cell phone, and I can't catch her. Once or twice I try, and she doesn't answer. Also, my wife was out of the house. In short, she's not home yet. I'm not exactly clear how she's going to get home and who's bringing her home, etc. And I'm supposed to go to sleep. So my wife says, go to sleep. She tells me on the phone, go to sleep. She'll get home. Everything will be fine. Now, most people would fall asleep in this situation. I'm not falling asleep. I have a special anxiety, over-anxiety, a special sensitivity. I'll tell you why. I live in Petah Tikva. I read my news on Ynet. If you see the news on Ynet, you'll say that Petah Tikva is very frequently on the news. Things happen in the parks, things happen in the streets. I didn't know Petah Tikva was such a central city in Israel, but I see how often things happen here. So as a father, I'm not calm. So it's not just something distorted the media presents me with. It's something real that happens in our reality. So I know that 8 out of 10 people would fall asleep, but I can't. So how can I don't want to be apathetic, but just help me get closer to the average where I would be able to fall asleep. What can I do with this oversensitivity? As, for example, in this situation. I'm giving it as an example from which we can begin to work in our group. It's certain that if the group influenced you... Okay, let's say I came to the group with this example. So if the group now influenced you and gave you a different approach to this event, you would be integrated with that, and then you'd relate differently to it if it appeared once again, if it happened again today or tomorrow. Influence me, please. I think my approach is realistic. I'm so responsible, I can't fall asleep, and I go nuts over thinking how others could fall asleep. Why is my attitude not normal? I also feel this at work, and I can give you a lot of other examples. Whenever I'm overly anxious, I ask myself, how come others aren't feeling the same? It's like they're irresponsible. People just live just like that. Nothing touches them. I don't know where they're living. They seem to me to be disconnected. But I'm telling you again, I can't fall asleep. It's not proportional anymore. It happens to me a lot. It's clear that you're right. Because with all of these news, of course, we should be worried. We can't just live... because statistically, we can see that it's not right. So what do we do? On the one hand, you need to have rules with your kids that they can't just not answer the phone. But what to do with yourself? Again, I'm telling you, we have to decrease the level of your anxiety, to talk about it in our group. That we treat this differently. That first of all, it's not so bad. And there's nothing you can actually do. I need to be calmer. We need to actually influence you with a situation that's a lie. So please influence me. I want you to influence me. So if 10 people come and talk to you like that, what will you tell me? Would tell you, right, it's true that I'm also worried because my daughter is 12, and if I don't know where she is at home at night, if she's not home at night, then and we don't have contact with her and we don't know what to do, then what should I do? Go to the police, go to the hospitals, see where she is. I understand you. A lot of people experience this. And what did she tell me at the end? That her phone's battery was out. That's what she told me the next day. And I didn't sleep all night because of it. And there was nobody around her. Well, let's say that nothing actually happened. This was just my fears. Okay, so now we're talking only about you. We just need to talk to you about this point. How calm we are. And I go to sleep, call me. And some woman tells you that, and then another man tells you, what can happen? Forget about that. Also, those statistics is just a lie. I don't want to hear about it. I'm just going to go to sleep. And I see that all my neighbors are also calm. Everybody needs to influence you with their behavior. You'll be influenced by that. You'll receive this influence whether you want it or not. Even though you're anxious and everything, if we talk about it normally, not with disrespect, because he won't listen. If we talk about all of these problems, you'll be integrated by us, by our attitude, which might be an artificial approach, because we've all reached, we've all come to this group in order to receive treatment. We are all having anxieties, we're all crazy. But if we talk with each other now, and play, we act out this situation that we're all calm, we'll have to be influenced by it. The opposite, because you're anxious, you're overly sensitive, and then we'll be able to influence you even more than if some person who's very calm will come here and just say, "Ah, what are you talking about?" He'll hardly absorb what we say. You, of all people, will absorb what we say the most. It's a pleasure to work with you. You will change very quickly. Because everybody's the same in this group. No, because he's so sensitive. His sensitivity to absorption of influences from the outside is very high. He absorbs things immediately, and it immediately goes deep inside his desire until he gets such vibrations that he becomes anxious. Then, of course, also the positive things he'll also receive in the same form of anxiety and of sensitivity. And whether he wants to or not, he'll be very influenced by us. And then he'll be even calmer than others. And so you just need to listen. You just need to go into this environment that will project this calmness onto you. And what if my wife comes and tells me, well, why didn't you call me if she doesn't answer you? I say, oh, I didn't think about it. I went to sleep. Or maybe she'll ask, I didn't call my daughter because I knew that you called her all the time. And you'll say, no, I didn't even feel like calling her to look for her. You're looking at me as if this can't happen. It can't happen? You only think so. It's a lack of understanding of the power of the influence of the environment on a person. And the environment can do everything. You see, if you go into website on the internet where they teach people how to die, how to do anything, how to do terrorist acts. It all depends on the environment. But it seems that a negative environment influences you much more than a positive one. It's a lot easier to be worried and anxious than calm. It doesn't matter. We just don't have, we're not well practiced with this. We used to be drawn by our evil inclination, our ego, our control, respect, desire. But if we do this on the positive, it will influence us even more. We just need to practice it. So you have no choice but to come to our course. You have to sign up and come regularly. No matter if we talk about you and your problems or not, you take upon yourself this commitment to influence each and every one of the friends of the participants in the group in a positive way, and also to try to receive from us, some influence, our influence, meaning to participate with us in a serious way. And then you'll see how much it influences you. We'll see this in a few meetings. You'll tell me yourself. So it isn't possible that you won't experience changes. Until we all together feel we have a group, we have a guide, and we will all, through the discussions and the workshops and the directed questions that our guide gives to us, we talk together about what are these fears and the anxieties. Am I exaggerating them? Is it my internal mechanism where I begin to tie all these things with all kinds of inner films and imaginations? Or I could respond in a completely different way, not in the direction to which I'm exaggerating things, but in a direction where I turn them off, because I don't actually change anything by them. By this, I only put myself into more pressure and anxiety, and this anxiety doesn't actually help anything. My relatives or my family or my daughter, it doesn't help them if I'm so anxious, so it's worthwhile for me to be calmer. If this helped, then maybe I wouldn't stop being so anxious, but I should, because it's worthwhile for me, because by that I will protect the balance of my family and also of my own. And the environment needs to talk about it. And the environment needs to say, right, bad things happen in our environment, but we don't need to take it in such a way. Just like when we go to war, you were in the army, you served, and also you do reserve duty. So we know that there are such events in life. You go out on the street, is it not dangerous? You don't take a small child out to the street. If he's bigger, then it's a little better. But we're always in a state of danger. It just depends how we relate to it. I didn't understand. Well, we always make a calculation with everything. I remember my son, he wanted, as a student, to go on a trip. He had a special privilege. He could buy a ticket for $400, a student card, to use all the trains all around Europe and do this trip around Europe. So I said, okay, go ahead. He took his backpack, and for 2 months, he did this trip all over Europe and all the different countries in Europe. So, of course, there were no cell phones then. This was over 20 years ago. So what? And afterwards, he went to the Far East, even more dangerous countries, to South America. How can I not allow him to do this? So I place myself instead of him. How could would my parents forbid me from doing these things? How would I know life? How would I know the world at this age of 17 or 18? No, the opposite. You have to. I worry, sure. Could you fall asleep at night? Sure, I did. Okay, so I'm sure that other parents that maybe would have let their children do this trip, they wouldn't fall asleep. And these are people that we say that they are a little more anxious than you. They are more sensitive, which is not normal. You need to be concerned here in the back of your mind. There's a certain anxiety or worry, concern, like a mother who's concerned for her small child, even if she's at work and she functions at work, but she's always thinking, how is my kid doing? Right? This is our life. This is the way we're connected between us in our family and in general. But together with that, this does not interfere with my normal functioning, including sleep. I need to organize myself or wire myself up in such a way where I don't need to convince myself anymore. It's enough for the group to influence me for even once, and already I lower my levels of concern and worry to such a level that it doesn't interfere with my functioning. The anxiety remains, that's clear. I identify with Oren, and I want to explain what I go through, which is something similar. My imagination begins to work extra hours. That's actually what happens. I begin to think of all kinds of things that could happen. How do you stop this movie? You can't stop it. All you can do is get influenced from the outside, from an additional influence that would neutralize the influence of your imagination that has heard from all kinds of sources, all kinds of things, and you're integrated with that. You now need to be integrated with the new influences, different influences. So this wiring, rewiring, you said we need to, reprogramming we need to do. What is this reprogramming? It's the influence of the environment. Yes, of course. They call me, and by their calming me, this I won't get this script in my head again. Of course, you need to hear positive things. You need to see that everybody else relates to it differently in a more calm way. Let's practice it. Let's do an exercise here in the classroom. Let's do an exercise that will attack this point. No, you need to have 10 people for that. So let's imagine we're 10. Okay, but each one speaks differently. Okay, well, we always practice things here. My imagination begins to work extra hours. I keep imagining these movies. So it's extra sensitivity. So why don't you guide us through some activity that will help us make this change? Something that will help us. Okay, so now I'm anxious. Yesterday I couldn't fall asleep. My daughter was somewhere I didn't know where, and I heard a police go through the street. Right, you must live on my street. A pack of a group of teenagers under my house. Right, and I can't fall asleep. I look through the window. I call her friend. Even she's already going to bed. And another place that I call, also the parents say that everyone's already asleep, and my daughter's not home yet. I've already called the police, and they're still saying that they don't know. Hospitals also don't give any answer. I don't know where to run to. My wife, when I called her, I'm angry at her because she relates to it in a very calm way, and I don't know what to do. Should I leave home? Where should I go? So I turn from side to side in bed. Yes, and then I go to the window. I drink some wine, smoke a cigarette. Nothing helps. What do I do? Now I want for you to act out for us, to play the complete opposite personality for us. But convince us. Convince me. If I was now so anxious, so you should convince me. Listen, I had a similar event happen to me with my daughter a week ago. What are you smiling about? Because it already happened. It's already passed. Right, because I remember how it ended and everything was just fine. Let's begin from the end. Everything was okay, so calm down. I can't even look at your face. But you have to listen to me. All right, let's say. No, because you're smiling while I am completely anxious, so how can I accept you? Let's let Nitsa do it. She will relax you. I see that you're especially anxious. Nitsa, she lacks emotion. Listen to Nitsa. Are you positive about this? Or why did you even come here? Okay, let's think together. What could calm you? How could help you? What could calm me that she'd be home? What could calm me? What do you think? Well, sometimes let's play something. We won't feel that. Maybe I'll paste a camera to her head. You know, those little cameras. And then I'll know where she is all the time and what's happening around her. Okay, so let's think together, because certainly you had more such events in your life where you felt that you were anxiety, and at the end everything happened well, and you can remember them. Well, so what? 20 out of 100 finished badly, right? Well, this is hard. You've put me under stress now. Instead of me calming you, I've also become anxious. So to begin with, let's sing a song. Let's tell a few jokes. Why did I say this? We have to completely get out of this situation. Start it from neutral. We can't start from the point of the problem. So it's not good that we started with a story? Of course not. No, I start with my story. But you need to talk about it as if there is no such story at all. And that's it. Okay. Okay, so let's say now we play a song. A cake on the table, some coffee. From this moment onwards, we're in a picnic with some nice backgrounds, as if nothing's wrong, and a nice meeting, sitting at a coffee place. That's it. This state is understood? Yes. Okay, so from now on, we begin to talk about things that are not to do with this. What's happening with our pets, with the weather, whatever is least worrisome to us. And then we begin to talk about what worries us, the problems, on the condition that we also talk about how we respond to them well. So the cure needs to be made of the illness. What do you mean? Well, let's see that I understood. First of all, somebody came and just laid out his problem, right? Say what happened last night. Okay. The second stage is we let go of that, and then we go on to the third stage. The third stage is very simple. How nice it is to be secure, to feel calm. What does it mean to feel safe and calm? The song about feeling calm. Everybody goes into this kind of calm. Will they talk about it? Yes, of course. Everybody talks about it. It's like you're on the beach. You have endless time, free time. Everything's okay. Nothing's changing. Behind you is a 5-star hotel. Everything is fine. To the end of your life, you have exactly what you need. We talk in this way. The sea, the ocean, swishes in front of you. Everything's fine. Did you enter this imagery? Yes. Good. So now we begin to think how in such a state that we find ourselves in, we can find ourselves in this state all the time in all levels of life. How can I keep this feeling of freedom, comfort, good, nice? We lack nothing. Nothing's missing. Everything's calm. I have a good mood. Good, calm mood. And I'm in such a nice situation in my life. I get up in the morning. I go to work. I get back in the evening. I read something. I eat something. I go to sleep. In a normal way. The kids have their own life. Also me, when I was their age, I'd go into all kinds of places. Maybe I'd have some problems, disruptions. Also my parents, on the one hand, they let me go out. On the other hand, they probably worried. And I also know there's nothing you can do. This is life. And all kinds of things happen in life, better things, worse things, but I accept it as life in such a way that we're alive. Everybody lives this life and there's nothing you can do about it. It all depends on the way we approach life, our environment, our kids. We need to give everything in our lives room to be. I can't limit my kids, of course not. So I relate to it calmly. And what will happen 5-6 years when my daughter goes to the army? Then what? Will she be bigger? Will she be wiser? Will I not worry about her? Will it not be dangerous for her? And until then, and she'll want to go abroad and all kinds of places that she'll want to go into. That's life. I just accept it as it is. I also know that my worry doesn't help. And mostly I need to hear more and more and more from more people, from as many people as possible, this kind of approach. Okay, so in this stage, everybody talks in this kind of way, right? Yeah, everybody. And everybody is inside is in terrible anxiety. But what they say now, it influences themselves because they need to act. And they also are influenced by this image that they're projecting. Because as I am playing this in front of you, I'm actually healing myself. Each one that transfers this, that talks this way to others, he heals himself and heals others. And this is called the influence of the environment on a person. In our case, in this example that you gave us, you were the one who brought up this event that made you anxious. So when you reach a state in which each one of the other people acts this and play this character that where they're all calm, will you also participate in this? No, you will also need... Remember, you are the one who brought up this case that made you anxious, right? So will you also... Do you also need to take part in playing the calm character in this third stage? Where you illustrate the calm approach? Will you yourself need to enter this character? Yes, of course. Yes, of course. We're not just sitting here and listening to Nitsa telling me how calm she is in such states. I don't even pay attention to it, because if she tells me, I was also, when I was a young girl, I'd walk around in Tel Aviv in all kinds of bars. Even when I was 15, they thought I was already 18, and so on and so on. Here you can see it on her face. You think I don't know her? So what do we... So, and what happens? Nothing happens. It's all normal. You see me just as I am. This is also how I treat my kids, my daughters. Let them experience life. Why not? This is our life. Why not have them taste everything in life? But me, when I hear that, I don't negate it. I try to feel her, to clothe myself in her and experience everything that she says in this real way, true way. I want to be integrated with her attitude, with her approach. I want to accept her game, not as a game, but as a truth. So here I receive nine influences that heal me. Now, if while she's talking or somebody else is talking, he'll talk about a certain situation. So if I feel that his attitude in my eyes has already crossed the normal approach, it's already reckless behavior. No, here you need to treat it as if it's right and true, as if it's the complete truth. Well, maybe she's a bad actress. What can you do? Even if I feel that she's wrong in her conclusion and in her judgment as a parent, if I feel it's completely irresponsible, yes, I fully identify with her. Oh, but won't I absorb her distortions, because we don't want to be irresponsible people. No, it's all very personal. They're not distortions. If you begin to measure it according to your own over-concern, then you won't gain anything. So what do? You just accept her the way she plays it, that character she wants to act. And you even complete her. You even act or play together with her. Let's say she's acting as a daughter who doesn't really care about her daughters or sons. I have my own life. Let them do whatever they want. Then you are integrated with her, and you play with together with her. They have a life of their own. They can do whatever they want. Whatever they want, they can do. I'm completely calm. This is what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that she'll ruin me, that she will distort me. I came here for you to help me be calmer, but I don't want you to make me even the opposite of the other extreme, where I'm completely reckless. No, don't be afraid of that. There is somebody who guides you in this circle. It's not that you'll stay with these influences. But also, in order to bring you to the point of balance, we need to take you to the opposite point of what you are. Also, in our other environment, we exaggerate with our joy and games and the greatness of the society, of the environment, of the purpose. We also exaggerate it, but at the end, it balances itself out somehow. I have to ask you something about the jokes. I saw that when you described this protection package, then one of the main weapons was the influence of the environment, that I understood. And there's a lot of role-playing here. There are a lot of roles here to play in this organizing of the influence of the environment on me. And also you said that you have to add jokes and stuff like that. Now, I personally don't like jokes. You're sick. You need to begin to be integrated with these good jokes, with wise jokes. There are some jokes that are crude. You know, in Israel, it's pretty popular. I tried to see them, but I couldn't. So I'm talking about jokes that are subtle. Their humor is high, where you take the qualities in a person and you turn them around. And make very nice forms out of them. You can see very big things in humor. I'll tell you. You certainly know this. In times that we had kings in the world, each and every king had next to him the clown. And not just one, there was a group of them. And these clowns, these jesters, they had the ability to do whatever they wanted. He could go to the king and laugh at him. And everybody else would get beheaded if they did that. The clown didn't. Why? Explain that to me, please. Why did they do this? What do you think? You think it's just a silliness or stupidity? And kings were very, very hard and serious. And next to them, they kept such clowns. Because a clown can heal you. He can bring you the opposite feeling. He can also bring you down. You're a king, right? But don't hold yourself up so high, because if you're so high, nobody can influence you. You don't have an environment that can balance you, that can heal you. And clowns were then a help, as a support, as an environment around the king, in order to give him a good mood and heal him from all kinds of things. There are such big problems, suddenly the clown comes around and laughs, and the king is calm. He begins to think about things in a normal way. We need to get such a clown to come to your house, maybe. Such a small clown. I'm telling you, these things are very, very deep and important. So why can I open up to this? I don't like jokes, so how can I? Let's say if you came here and told me, you know what, let me tell you a joke. And I'd be like, oh, what are you going to tell me, a joke now? You understand, I don't. It's a lack of your internal development. So what do? I'm sure there are other people who don't like jokes. And if it's in the medicinal basket, as much as I know you, I don't think of you this way. But I think people that don't understand jokes, they are psychologically ill. If you go to people who are not well, when defined in this way, that they have psychological illnesses, even if they're not defined this way, if you see that jokes do not impact them, then it's a sign that he's psychologically ill. They are not able to understand jokes. Normal people understand this duality, and to them, it seems as a case of development. People like them. I'm not talking about crude jokes. I'm talking about wise jokes, where you open suddenly something and you see the opposite. You see it from a different angle. So you got to study this. And if you ask me, you can come to me. I'll show you that on the internet, I have a link in my favorites of jokes to jokes. Okay, our time for the talk, I'm afraid, is about to end. So if you could summarize for us these past two discussions we had about fears and anxieties. The good environment, the right environment, raises us up above every pit, every black pit, to the light, to goodness, to comfortable good life. Everything depends on us, how we organize this environment. This is what we have to do. And inside this environment, we will reach good, balanced life to health. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Until next time, a lot of health and all the best.